Haywire.
Amplifying the voice of a new generation.
Emily, Gladstone, Queensland, Balai, Gurang, Gurang Gurang and Tarrabalung Bunda Country.
The waiting room hums with fluorescent light. It's awfully loud, sterile and busy. Humbling, sitting beside other patients who are also searching for their own answers. Fatigue sprawls across my lap, presses me down into the plastic chair. Pain traces its fingers along my spine, reminds me it has no plans to leave. Dizziness leans its head heavy on my shoulder, whispering I might collapse before being called in. When the doctor finally opens the door, I carry my symptoms in with me. I hear the clicking of the keyboard. He's typing to pull up my results. I'm nervous, a teenager alone in the doctor's office. It's my first appointment without Mum. He glances at the chart, at me, then back at the screen, as if my body's rebellion were a puzzle piece that doesn't quite fit. Now I'm ready to explain myself again. To list every dizzy spell, every collapse, every night I lay awake, counting the frantic rhythm of my own heart to see if it's speeding up, almost like the Jaws soundtrack. We discuss my recent blood tests. My iron is typically low, but fine. He checks my blood pressure, and as he puts the sleeve on me, I make an offhanded comment about my heart rate picking up when I stand. I show him my smartwatch, and he says, "Let's test this." I stand, and my heart rate goes through the roof. I get anxious, scared he'll conclude it's low iron again, and I start to babble. I tell him about fainting, the coat hanger pain across my neck and shoulders, and how some days I wake up and feel lava being poured through my head and down my spine. How I couldn't go to school after sports days because I'd be in tears, in pain. How I checked my watch after my sixth heart rate warning of the day, as my vision faded in and out. How, as a kid, I was hospitalized for breathing issues after a nightmare. And he tells me about POTS. Postural Orthostatic Tachycardia Syndrome. A diagnosis that doesn't fix everything, but that name is the invisible weight that I carry. I finally feel myself exhale as I leave, holding a referral for the specialist appointment and notes to drink lots of water every day and make time for walks. Pain still lingers, fatigue still clings, but at least they can no longer be dismissed as ghosts. They could be managed.
abc.net.au/haywire